Welcome to the Chris Saylor Show. I'm Jerry Price. I am joined by Princeton women's lacrosse coach Chris Saylor. Coach, welcome.
Thanks, Jerry. Great to be back.
Princeton, two NCAA tournament wins last week. This week it's Boston College in the NCAA quarterfinals for a trip to the Final Four, and I can see that you are very nervous about this, as we were just talking about what George Washington's net worth would be if it was in 2019 dollars.
Well, Jerry, it was taking you a while to set up the podcast, so I went on Facebook, and, you know, what can I say?
So, I have no idea, but apparently George Washington would have been the third wealthiest president if his wealth from the 1700s was translated into 2019 dollars.
Well, so that's what I just read, and if you read it on Facebook, you know it's true.
Absolutely. It's they get that stuff directly from Wikipedia.
Absolutely.
So, it's good to see that you are relaxed as you head into this weekend. The challenge is a big one to play at number two Boston College, a shot at the Final Four. We can talk about that game in a few minutes. First, let's talk about last weekend, Wagner and Loyola. The first round game against Wagner went pretty much as you assumed it might, where Wagner, the champion of the Northeast Conference, was sort of a level up, playing a level up against Princeton and came out and dominated from the start. The game against Loyola was tough. It was close at halftime, 9-8. And then the second half was flawless, pretty much in the driving rain, as your team seems to just thrive in the rain these days. But just talk a little bit about the weekend.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a great weekend for us, and just to be able to host it and be playing back on 52 Field was just such a phenomenal feeling for our team and our fans. You know, I thought we did really well in the game against Wagner. We dominated that from start to finish and had a number of different people in the scoring column and just great play all over the field. And then Loyola we knew was going to be tough. And I think they showed that they were ready to play in the first minute and a half of the game when they scored two goals right away, right off the bat. And I'm confident that they wanted to make sure it wasn't the same start as they had the first time we played them. And so that got our attention very quickly. And then I think we responded with maybe a four-goal run at that point.
Made it 4-2 and then never trailed again after you got after it was 2-0 them and then got to 2-2. Princeton was never behind again, but it was certainly anybody's game in the first half, 9-8 at the break. Loyola, obviously a very good team, hadn't lost since Princeton defeated them in April, had won seven in a row. And then the second half of that game started out almost identical to the first half of the first game, six goals. It took 10 additional seconds to get to six goals to start the second half, so it would have been 18 minutes and 46 seconds instead of 18 minutes and 36 seconds. Or excuse me, that's how much time was left in the but still, the six-goal run really broke the game open, and it was done after that. And I thought what was great is the way it started. Draw control, Noni Anderson, goal, Elizabeth George. Draw control, Noni Anderson, goal, Elizabeth George.
Yeah, I mean, those two have been phenomenal on the draw this year with them. They're now 1-2 in all-time draws in a season at Princeton. I think in that game, Georgie she just wasn't going to be denied. And she said to me afterwards she just wanted her season to keep going. She wasn't ready to end it. And I think all the seniors, Noni included, really played that way on the field. And yeah, it was a little bit of a shaky start for the first minute or two, but after that we really settled down and played Princeton lacrosse, and just really fortunate that we were able to get the momentum to swing in our favor in the second half. I think we shot really well in the game, and once again Loyola changed their goalies against us before putting the starter back eventually. But we were shooting, I think, 56-57% for the game, which was phenomenal. And RD did a great job of limiting their powerhouse attackers.
So let's talk a little bit about the rain. I mean, or the weather in general. So there was snow at Cornell, and then the next week there was rain at the Ivy tournament.
Yeah.
And then last week, Sunday was the worst, I guess, of all those games. Just the rain was relentless, and it doesn't seem to faze you guys.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I mean,
maybe it fazes you, but it didn't faze them.
Yeah, the kids on the field, I think they really handled it well. And we say that all along. I mean, any kind of weather that's not the best conditions, we call tiger weather, and we've just got to be ready to play in it. Interestingly enough, we haven't practiced a lot in the rain. I mean, we had the bubble, and so we'll often, if it's going to be really bad weather, we'll go inside the bubble to have a productive practice. But, you know, I'm really proud of the team and the way they handled that. I felt for the players who were on the sidelines rather than on the field, because that's tough when you go out and you warm up and you're wet, and then you know, you're standing there for the whole game. I'm sure they were freezing. I had a ton of layers on. I was really warm.
That was the other thing. It was like
pretty
in the 40s.
Yeah, it was cold. It was cold. Cold rain and really tough conditions to play in. But, you know, you're trying to make it to the quarterfinals, so you play through.
And it was Mother's Day, so there were a lot of Princeton moms spending Mother's Day sitting in the stands in the rain and the cold.
Yeah, we've had a lot of Mother's Day games with Which Princeton lacrosse, and we've done really well traditionally on Mother's Day. So it was great to get another win this year. And then Mrs. George came over to me after the game. She's like, because we were supposed to have an outdoor tailgate at Lenz Tennis Center. And she's like, the parents are all freezing. They're shivering. They're soaking wet. Is there any way we can move this tailgate? So they were able to get us some space in Cannon Club, which Julia Haney was the president of Cannon Club this year. And so we were able to set up our tailgate in there. The kids were able to get a warm shower, change clothes. So that really worked out well.
So that advances you to the quarterfinal game against Boston College, the number 2 seed. Princeton is the 7th seed. In between was the banquet, which was last night, and a really nice banquet. I thought the seniors did a great job, and they made a funny video, but I also thought the video that Jen Cook made showcasing the seniors and baby pictures and pictures of them growing up, and then juniors talking about them. I thought it was all really well done. And it's kind of very interesting to me that it's nestled in between these two really intense weekends.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, in some years our season's done and in other years we're still playing. But it's tough in lacrosse because you can never predict how far you're going to go. And the quarterfinal could have been on Saturday or Sunday and you don't know where you're going to be. And so that tends to be that Tuesday night. It's Dean's date, so all the kids' written work is due at 5. And exams don't start till Wednesday, so we know we have them that Tuesday night without class, without exams. So we've been scheduling it on that date for quite some time now. And it's, you know, last night was just a magical night, I think, for everybody, especially the seniors and their families. I always love the senior video that Jen's put together for a number of years now. It's just so touching. And then the kids, you know, they do a little roasting and have a little fun with their own video. So it's just a great night.
That was really
well
done. That was hilarious.
Yeah, we got a funny group.
So we've talked a lot about the senior class this year, but again, it's worth touching on again. 7 seniors, all of whom are major contributors. Had to be great to see Izzy Mangan have her first career 3-goal game in the win over Loyola.
Yeah, and just to see that kid. I mean, she's been through so much, missing her first 2 seasons with injuries, and then really playing her best lacrosse this year and getting better and better with each week. And to have that 3 goals, I mean, her energy and her fire after, you know, she scored, and it was a critical times for us, just gave such a lift to the entire team. I'm just really happy for her that her senior years has turned out the way it has.
And when, you know, I didn't even consider this, but when you mentioned it at the banquet, that Alex Argo has started more games than any current senior and played more minutes than any other senior. And, you know, you think Elizabeth George or Noni Anderson or any of them, and, you know, I mean, they've all been contributing you know, for a long time. But, you know, Argo has been pretty unsung, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, she's been all Ivy for
twice.
A number of years now.
First team one, second team twice.
And but she was a kid who just came in and she took to the coaching really quickly. She's so smart and was able to implement the defensive systems. She understood the angles and, you know, she's a patient defender, which works really well into the type of defense that associate head coach Jen Cook has the team in. And she's, you know, she has been a solid contributor for us for 4 years and a real leader back on the defense end.
So also Julia Haney, another senior, solid for her career, but did you anticipate from her 15 goals, 20 assists, 35 points?
I mean, certainly you're hoping for that. I mean, we know we have those big 3 attackers, but you need other kids to be able to put the ball in the net. And I think Haney and Hallett and Allie Rogers, our next 3 kids in terms of points, all seniors themselves, I think that's been a real big success of our team because it's not just been, you know, Georgie and Kyla and Tess. We've had a lot of other players who've been able to score or assist at critical moments. And Haney's been a great quarterback of our attack. She organizes things. She kind of settles the ball when we need. She has great vision and can feed really well. And, you know, I think she's kind of been a bit of an unsung hero on our attack this year.
So you mentioned the big 3 on attack. Princeton's the only team in the country with 3 players with at least 54 goals. That's D'Orsi has 64, George 61, and Sears 54. One of 2 teams that has 2 60-goal scorers. The other one's Florida. You know, we talked about this last week and what it says about these players and the way the game is being played right now. Boston College doesn't have three players with 54 goals or two players with 60 goals, but they have a ton of players with a lot of goals, including Sam Apuzzo, who's third in the country. I think she has 85 goals, 84 goals. This team is really, really good. I looked at their stats. What jumps out at you, either statistically or from what you see on film? Because this is a team that's been ranked number one or number two all year.
Yeah, I mean, they're tough. They're just so athletic. You know, they've got three kids. They might not have the goals, but, you know, their points are in the 90s and well over 100 for points.
Two Tuareton finalists.
Two Tuareton top five finalists. You know, another who was the only MVP of the championship game, not from the winning team in the history of the tournament. That was 2 years ago, Kenzie Kent. So, you know, they're a really phenomenal team. They do a lot of things well. They ride very patiently and very hard. They cause a lot of turnovers. Apuzzo is phenomenal on the draw. You know, and when they defend, they, you know, try and face guard your top kids and take them away and make your other kids kind of step up. So in a lot of ways, I think their strengths are similar to our strengths, which is interesting. But they're just really an athletic bunch.
So when I looked at their stats, here's what leaped out at me. So they are fourth in the country in team shooting percentage. They are eighth in the country in shots per game. That's a lethal combination. When you take a ton of shots and you shoot at such a high percentage, you're going to score a lot of goals. And then on top of that, they are one of the top four teams in the country, top eight teams in the country in draw control percentage. They win 63% of their draws.
And that's why
they get a lot of shots, and they make a lot of shots, and they have great players.
They really do. And so when you scout them and you watch their tape, if you're watching their defense, you'll see, oh, the other team only has 21 or 24 possessions, and they've got, 38 or 40-some or more possessions. So, you know, I think competing on the center draw is what it's all going to be about.
But that's also one of your strengths.
It has been this year. Yeah, we've done better this year in center draws than any time in recent history, and we've got fast kids on the draw. We're going to have to be able to compete with Apuzzo and get our stick on the self-draws and really hunt the ball on the ground.
Did you learn anything from last year's game? It's the only other meeting in the series between the two, which I was really shocked by. The Princeton-Boston College have never played a regular season game.
Yeah.
And
Well, I think we learned a few things. Number one, that, they do ride really well. They try and trap you on the sideline, and if you expose your stick at all, they're going to get a check. I think that was one area that gave us some issues last year. So, being more aware of that and passing before we find ourselves in trouble and protecting our crosses is going to be really key. And I think the other piece was just how hard they went offensively, how fast they moved the ball, how hard they drove to cage, and how aggressive their defense can be. I mean, all three of those. We know what they're going to bring, and it's just a matter of us going out there and playing our best game on game day. You know, as great as they've been, and they've been in the national championship game the last 2 years. I mean, James Madison won the national championship last year, and so I think that does give us a good feel, and we're feeling confident about how we're playing right now. And, I really think we got to go out, and obviously we have to play our best game all over the field. But if we do, I think we're going to be able to compete.
So Princeton's won 11 in a row heading into that game. BC 20-1 on the year. Princeton 16-3. Game is 1 o'clock Saturday, and it's not in the football stadium. It's in Newton on the side field because they have graduation, I believe.
Yeah.
But it's the same field you played on last year, isn't it? And the logistics of it are fairly similar to last year. I guess that's also a plus.
Yeah, I think we now know exactly what they have up there. Really teeny team rooms inside like a little trailer, so the kids are really cramped in there. But we know what to expect. We know where everything's going to be, how the place is laid out. So that will make things easier for us.
And then what about the whole psychological piece of it being the quarterfinal round and the excitement level and all those kinds of things, the intensity ratchets up a bit.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what's so great about this time of year is as you continue to progress, things just take on even more importance with every game. I think our kids are going to be just really excited to compete and to show what Princeton lacrosse is all about, and we know what's on the line and where we want to end up, and we know we got to go through a really tough team to get there, but we're going to give it everything we have.
Did you see what the weather forecast is?
Well, you know, it changed. Initially, I saw showers on Saturday, but now I see clouds on my hourly.
It says 10% chance of rain, which is very low, and a high of 65. So,
which is perfect.
It'd be like paradise compared to the last few weeks.
Perfect conditions.
So that's 1 o'clock Saturday at Boston College. The winner of that game advances to the Final Four at Johns Hopkins. We'll face the winner of Virginia and North Carolina. We will come back next week to see how this game went and hopefully to look ahead to a Final Four appearance by the Tigers. Good luck up there.
Thanks, Jerry.
For Princeton women's lacrosse coach Chris Taylor, I'm Jerry Price. Thank you for being with us each week on The Chris Taylor Show, and thank you for your continued support of Princeton women's lacrosse.